Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Valentine moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramsey covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Scott reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Valentine reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Scott scores. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Wrights reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wrights moves to second. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Templeton for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg pinch hits for Jim Cott. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Roy Thomas now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine moves to third. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear is walked intentionally. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 2 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Valentine is hit by the pitch. Tom Hutton pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing right field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott pinch hits for Roy Thomas. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Otten now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanderson moves to third. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 3 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive towards short. Templeton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Carter reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 4 in the game. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Parrish scores. Carter scores. Cromartie goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Expos. George Frazier now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sanderson hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Maka now playing third base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Expos. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramsey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds pinch hits for George Frazier. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.